From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Think back to your first summer job, making minimum wage and having that sense of pride that you were growing up, making your own money. There are a number of teenagers right now who are wrapping up their last week of work for their first jobs. And a local group of these young adults are also taking pride in the fact that they helped make La Crosse a more beautiful and safer place. Those working for Wisconsin Youth Conservation Corps, better known as WISCORP, do anything from trail restoration to invasive species management to stream bank stabilization. WISCORP was founded in 2009 as a nonprofit conservation corps looking to engage young people in public land conservation. There was a gap to fill since the former state-run Wisconsin Conservation Corps was cut about 8 years earlier. I recently talked with WISCORP Executive Director Matt Brantner and WISCORP La Crosse Community Crew members Zoe Alt-Brinker and Tyler Melson. Zoe will be a senior in high school this fall, and Tyler will be starting college. WISCORP is based in La Crosse, but Brantner says they have groups that work all over the state.
We have several crews on the ground at any given time. This summer, for example, we had three crews on the ground. One was based right here in La Crosse. It was our La Crosse Community Crew, which the folks here will tell you a little bit about. And they did work right here in La Crosse in their own backyards. Every night they'd go home. They actually lived at home, came into work every day. And that was the La Crosse Community Crew. Concurrently, at the same time, we had two other crews on the ground across the state. And these are what we call our roving crews. They literally rove from project to project, spending 1 to 4 weeks in any given place, doing projects with sponsors such as the DNR, the National Park Service, cities, counties, townships, tribes, nonprofit organizations, literally across the state. And a couple of our roving crews, we had a Northern Region roving crew, which spent some time up in Mercer, Wisconsin, over in Grantsburg, up to Eagle River. We also had a crew that was working more in the Southern Region, so we had them down in Ozaukee County, down by Port Washington, the Milwaukee area. They also did Sheboygan, up to Wapaka, and kind of all over that southeastern part of the state. And so these different crew types, they go around. We hire folks for our La Crosse Community Crew, obviously right here from La Crosse, the Coulee region. And then our roving crews, folks come from literally all over the state. And we'll even get a couple people from other parts of the country who will join just to kind of see what Wisconsin's like and to get a taste of this type of conservation work.
Zoe and Tyler, you were part of the La Crosse Community Crew, as Matt just said.
Yep. Yep.
And you most recently completed work at the Wood Duck Trail here in La Crosse. Can you talk about that experience?
Well, what we did over there is we put in some steps that were being pretty much eroded away. Well, the area that was we put steps in was getting eroded away, and that was causing a watershed that was taking out all the soil and just making it really hard to go and walk through there. And what we did is we added 14 flights of stairs up there, and we made it so it was a lot easier to walk on with a lot more rocks on the sides and everything that would really make it beautiful there. It's a really awesome place to go on for a hike and everything.
And the Wood Duck Trail, that's right off Highway 16, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
okay.
That's correct.
So Zoe, during the project, what exactly was the task that you performed?
Well, for the stairs, I helped move the rocks onto the sides because they had to be all spread out, and even with some of the steps. So, and the rocks basically on the sides basically kept people from walking on the sides instead of the stairs. And then I also helped with the drilling and placing the steps and all the measurements.
So what was that like for you? Had you ever done hard labor like that before?
No, not like that. It was interesting, but it was also fun at the same time.
Sure. And Tyler, what were you working on the Wood Duck Trail?
Well, I did a little bit of limestoning the top of the trail, and I did pretty much a little bit of everything on this project. There was a lot of sledgehammering, the rebar that went into the wood, and a lot of tampering that we packed down in the middle of the blocks that would become our steps. And we did a lot of... We did another trail where we kind of cleared out some trees that were overhanging over an old trail, and we used a pole saw that can reach up into the trees and cut the trees down really nicely, and did a lot of that, and it was a lot of fun doing that.
And had you ever done any work like that before?
Not that kind of work. It was a new experience for me.
So what have the two of you taken away from these projects that you've been working on? And I know, Tyler, you've been working on other projects this summer, correct?
Yeah, it's a really fun experience to do this kind of work with WISCOR, because this is a one-of-a-kind experience that you can't get anywhere else. And it's just, you get to go off with a crew of six other people, including two leaders, and pretty much just basically live as a family with your crew, and go out and do restoration projects on like trails or shoreline work or pretty much anything that needs to be done that has something to do with conservation. And it's just awesome to have that experience and go out and experience that with five or six other people that you don't even know.
Yeah, I imagine it's a pretty amazing bonding experience.
Oh, yeah. In our crew, this past session was a really great crew. We had a lot of fun. We had some really good leaders, and that's part of what makes it so enjoyable is all the people in your crew.
Do you have some good stories to tell us about?
quite a few. When we were in Black River Falls this last session, There was a few really nice days that we had, and we went to the park ranger at the state park that we were staying at and asked her if there was any beaches or anything around there. And she said that there was an old beach that was closed down, but the second to best beach there was Lake Wazee. That was beautiful. Yeah. There. It was amazing. We got to go there at least three times, I think it was.
It was either two or three.
Two or three times during the week that we were there, and it was heaven. Loved it.
The Northern Region Roaming Crew was also working in La Crosse, and they were working on trail maintenance. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, the different parts. Tyler's, his first session crew did a lot of the trail grading that this Northern Region Roving Crew came in and later limestone those trails. So Tyler has kind of touched most of the trails in Hickson Forest, it seems like, through his 8 weeks with WISCOR. And, you know, once they did that, then this Northern Region Roving Crew came in. They came down directly from Grantsburg, directly from a project with the National Park Service where they were cleaning up storm damage from a June 2010 tornado that went through. And they spent 4 weeks just cleaning up trees and debris from that storm and reopening some of their trails and recreation areas. And once that project was complete, we brought them down here to La Crosse for the very last week of the session to put a layer of limestone on the sumac and hickory trails through Hickson Forest. And this will be an ongoing project that will be finished probably later this year. But the goal was to put a layer of limestone to add traction to the trails and just add a really nice experience for the user, the runners, the joggers, the hikers. And what it involved is just, you know, putting that layer of limestone on, which will mix with, it won't be probably as pretty as it is right now long term, but it'll mix in with the existing trail surface, and you won't have that really slippery clay that the trails are really probably famous for right now. If it rains, you know, going up any sort of a hill, you're constantly slipping and sliding. As both you guys are runners, I'm sure you probably have noticed that.
Yeah.
How slippery the trails would get out there. But this limestone will really prevent that. And we've gotten so many positive comments. You guys, you know, I'm sure have gotten...
Especially the cross-country
groups.
Oh,
yeah.
They love them. They spend all their mornings out there during the summertime, and they're the ones that use the trails probably the most out of anybody here. And I've never heard any negative feedback from anybody, and they just love it there. We've made it such a better place for them to run on. I know some people on my team from last year at Central for the cross-country group, they had a few injuries down there that had happened in Hickson Forest because of roots and rocks that were in there. And we've pretty much taken out all those rocks that ever caused a problem, and I don't think anybody could really hurt themselves like they did last year in these trails from, like, roots tripping on them.
And beyond the safety issue, it's nice, whether you're running or even if you're just hiking and walking, it's nice to be able to look up at the trees as you're going through the forest and not have to constantly be looking on the ground to make sure you're not going to trip over a rock or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're not looking to go out there and pave the hiking trails. We want it still a natural experience. But, you know, one of the first things we did when we started working with the City of La Crosse, the Park and Rec Department, with whom we have a great partnership, when we started working with them, one of the things we looked at was some of the grades of a section of the trails. Most of the trails are laid out pretty well as far as the grade and the steepness of certain sections, but every once in a while you'd find a section where it would run pretty steep uphill or pretty steep downhill, and those are the sections that would erode. You'd have the roots sticking out, the rocks coming out, and you know, you can remove those roots and rocks, but if you don't fix the actual problem, you'll have that just keep eroding and keep eroding. So what the crews did was went in and on those sections, working with a professional trail builder, actually rerouted those small sections of trails. Anywhere from, you know, 10 to, you know, 300 feet of trail would be rerouted onto a sustainable grade, gets the user to the same exact spot, but does it in a way that's maybe a 5 to 8% grade rather than a, you know, 30% grade as a couple of those spots were out there. And that's where you really notice the difference, where you're not having to run uphill over roots and climb over water bars and those kind of things. And then, of course, like what these guys were saying, was that absence of the roots, you know, going across the trail, the rogue rock sticking out here and there, we just smoothed everything out just to make a pleasant experience on the trails. And we did have a story where we had a person come up to us who had a scraped up face and was kind of bruised on the face, who came down and said, "Thank you so much for removing these roots and these rocks," because just, was it yesterday or was it the day before she was out, maybe a week ago from when she came out, but essentially said, "I tripped over a root, hit my face on a rock, running this very trail that you're fixing right now." And so people have been really appreciative of that kind of work.
You're listening to Newsmakers. My guests today are Matt Brantner. He's the executive director of WISCOR, Wisconsin Youth Conservation Corps. He's joined by Zoe Alt-Brinker and Tyler Melson. They're both La Crosse Community Crew WISCOR members. So what does it take to become a member of the Wisconsin Youth Conservation Corps?
Well, there's, I guess there's two prerequisites. We have a, since it is a job training program, in addition to the job that they do, it's a minimum wage job. They're actually paid to do the work. It's kind of like I equate it to a summer camp you get paid for. I don't know if you guys would agree with that or not. But, you know, because you're doing fun games and you're visiting cool places like Lake Wazee. But you do get paid for it. They get paid for the work that they do. But there's two prerequisites to being on a WISCOR crew. One is the age range, between 16 and 25 for the core member positions, which is what these guys did. For a leader, you can be any age as long as you have the experience. And then the only other prerequisite is that you have to want to do it. You have to be willing to work really hard. And, you know, we always like to say this will be the toughest job that you'll ever have as far as hard physical labor. You know, an office job like what I do probably looks pretty easy compared to the stuff that you guys were doing and maybe the jobs that you'll have in the future. And we want it that way. We want that job to be tough so that you guys can go into any other job in the future and say, "Wow, this is tough, but it's nothing compared to that summer I worked with WISCOR." So those are the two things we're looking for.
Yeah, well, going off of what Matt just said about it being one of the hardest jobs that they have to offer, I mean, yeah, it is hard at times, but, I mean, it's so rewarding at the end to see the trails done, and also it's so rewarding to just have that kind of time that you have. It's almost like a vacation when you're out and, like, exploring Wisconsin, doing conservation projects, and, like I said, Lake Wazee, that was pretty much vacation right there. It was
definitely.
I just can't get over that. But yeah, it's nothing like anything I think I could ever have done for a first job of mine.
And Zoe, what was the training process like for you?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was fun, but it was interesting.
So I'm wondering if you can talk about, Matt, people can hire to have a WISCOR crew come and help them out on a project.
Mm-hmm.
How exactly does that work?
Yeah, they can. You know, basically what we look at is working on some sort of public land or even private land with a public easement, or also invasive species projects that are funded through some sort of a public source, because a lot of our funding does come through those kind of sources. We like to work on public land that benefits everybody. But essentially what folks can do if they have a project that they're working on and you know, they need to have a crew labor come in to do that, they can go to our website. We have a project application. It's a simple one-page app that they can send in. And then our operations director will come out, visit the project, take a look at it, essentially make sure that, one, it's something that a crew can do, that it's, you know, safe enough that a crew can do it, that it makes sense as far as being a good fit, and then estimate on how long that we believe that'll take to do that, how many crew weeks we like to say that it'll take to do that project. Once that's set, we look at the cost share. Every project has a cost share. Basically, 75% of the cost of the project is picked up by the sponsor, whether that be the Wisconsin DNR, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Park Service, whoever that may be, picks up 75% of the cost. And then the rest of it we raise through our own sources, individual contributions. We're working on expanding an annual fund every year to support the work that we do across the state and here in the Cooley region. And then grants and fundraisers, small fundraisers, make up the rest of that 25%. So once we have all that figured out, it's literally just getting it on the calendar and having the crew come out to do it. And again, we can work anywhere in the state. And something that, not to get off of that topic too far, but getting back to these two crew types, so this lacrosse community crew, I was saying they do live at home and go home at night. But one thing I forgot to mention is that with that crew, to kind of, you know, get you guys a chance to bond and really taste that camping experience and, you know, going to Lake Wazee and doing all that, we'll have each community crew actually does spend a week to 2 weeks camping. And in this case, we sent them up to Black River Falls to do an invasive species management project with the Wisconsin DNR and the Black River State Forest. And that was their camping experience for this crew. So they spent 1 week camping, like what our roving crews do. And that involves, you know, cooking your meals over a propane stove and living in tents. It's, you know, not glamorous, but it works. And it sounds like it's pretty fun from what you're saying there, Tyler.
Sounds fun to me.
Yeah, I used to do it too. And it's great fun. But we give the community crews the option as well of spending a week out camping and doing that. But our roving crews, they spend their whole 4 weeks camped out. Wherever that project is, they set up a camp, and that's where they're learning how to, you know, some folks have never lived away from home, so they're learning how to cook and how to clean and how to...
In the most raw form possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so talking about parents putting you to work at home, in my past I was a program manager with another corps out in Vermont, and I would get phone calls from parents that said, what did you do to my kid? You know, we sent them to, you know, in this case, this Vermont corps, and they didn't know how to cook or anything. Now they did the dishes, and they're almost whispering when they said it because they were afraid it was gonna, you know, not happen anymore or something if they mentioned it. But just kind of the wonderful thing that, you know, we don't advertise that to, you know, Zoe and Tyler here when they're out there. Hey, think of all these great skills you guys are learning. But a part of that program is the work that you do, and then those skills that you get to learn or practice. I mean, if you've done that stuff, it's good practice. But a lot of folks just have never done it, and they get to actually learn those skills that they can, when they go to college, you know how to cook, you know how to, you know, be self-sufficient in that way.
So do any of the members or you in the administrative side, do any of you come up with your own projects? If you just see things around town, or do you wait for others to approach you?
Most of the stuff that we do right now is directed by the demand of projects from sponsors. And, you know, we do some volunteer group. You know, again, we're a pretty new organization, so we founded in 2009, and we've grown exponentially over the last 3 years. So we have all these visions of how we want to be operating, what we want to do. And one of the things that we're getting more and more into now are volunteer groups. Basically, if someone wants to volunteer to do work in the city of La Crosse, in the Hickson Forest Trail System or in trail systems, increasingly they're starting to come to us for direction on that. And, you know, so if we see a bridge that needs replacing, for example, we did actually place a bridge on the Wood Duck Trail for our crew leader training. We have to train our crew leaders every year, and we just replaced a bridge. And that was something that wasn't – it was done with the permission and support of the city of La Crosse, but we just did it free of charge because we thought, hey, that bridge needs to be replaced, and we need to train our leaders on it. So increasingly, we are getting into that mindset where not only are we, you know, doing these projects around the state, but we're being good stewards of our own – you know, public land right here in the city of La Crosse. Whether that's directed by projects that have a cost share or not, we're looking to, you know, make La Crosse a better place.
And I see on your website that you are looking for core members for this fall. Do you have projects in mind?
We are hiring core members right now. If for the fall sessions, you pretty much have to be 18 or older because, you know, if you're out of high school at least. And if you do fall into that boat between 18 and 25 or maybe just out of high school, and you are looking for a job this fall, we are hiring. You can check out our website at www.wiscor.org, and that's a silent S on the core, and fill out an application and hopefully get hired to work with us this fall.
Tyler, are you going to continue doing projects like – where are you going to college?
I'm going to college at UW-Richland for natural resources, and then I'll, after my 2 years there, I'll be transferring to Stevens Point and finishing up there.
Nice.
Hopefully get a DNR job somewhere.
So part of what you're doing now will kind of play into your future work.
It's very close to what I want to do. Mainly, I'm leaning towards enforcement and wildlife and be like a ranger almost. But this kind of work really does help me and understand how much work it takes to become that kind of job. And it's just amazing what can be learned here at WisCor. I'll take a lot of that to college, and I'll be able to point out trees like, oh, that's a buckthorn, or that if we're learning something about that, because we learned a lot about buckthorn pesticides. Yeah. Maybe killed over thousands of those trees.
Zoe, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, like Tyler said, he was going to natural resources during college, and I'm kind of like in that same field. Like, it's my senior year. I have to kind of think about what I'm doing in the next year or so. And like Tyler, I want to go into something with natural resources, and probably this similar plan to go to Richland or Stevens Point. But it really does give you some insight, and you know in advance how to use it. And my dad's actually tried to make some trails out at our place, and so we can run, or we have dogs and we have llamas, so we can go walk or something. And I thought when we first started the trails, it was hard. But then when I got here, I'm like, wait a minute, that's a lot easier. And it's kind of getting overgrown now, so I may be able to help and give some pointers.
My dad begs me.
Nice.
Matt, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I'd say the last thing that I would add is just kind of a general, you know, invitation for your listeners to come out and check out the trails that WisCor's worked on, the Sumac and Hickory in La Crosse and Hickson Forest. The Lookout Trail has been redone by these crews. And then which is basically an extension of the Wood Duck Trail under the Highway 16 tunnel is a nice staircase that was put in this summer. And, you know, check out that work. You know, we're located at the old Hickson Forest Nature Center on Quarry Road, right, you know, next to some of these trails that were redone. And stop in, you know, see what we do. We'd love to, you know, have hikers stop by and generally feedback as well. If you've got ideas of, you know, some other trails that need work in Hickson Forest, we love that feedback. Feedback on what we've done and ideas for what can be done in the future just helps us make La Crosse a better place.
Matt Brantner is the Executive Director of WisCor. Zoe Altbrinker and Tyler Melson are members of WisCor's La Crosse Community Crew. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Strube, John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find a link to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.